Hello, I am Nimja, and this is a slow submerge. This file will help you cool down, especially if it's warm or you want to calm your nerves, or maybe you just want to enjoy a moment of blissful blankness. This hypnosis will help you to feel very calm afterwards, as if you've had a refreshing dive or swim. As such, it won't be long before we start. All we have to do is close your eyes and listen. Now I'm sure that you know the sensation of slowly stepping into water. When the water isn't very warm, there's this hesitation in most people. They know that when their toes through the surface, that there's this rush of sensation. And especially if you're somewhere where you can very slowly lower yourself or walk into the water, it takes a while before you do it. How easy would it be for you to touch the cool, refreshing water? Would you already be standing in it, feeling the cool against the soles of your feet? Or would you still be hovering your foot above the surface, slightly hesitant, knowing that it will feel really good to cool down? After you take that step and you feel that cool rush over your skin, then it gets time to slowly go deeper. A lot of the time you can feel the surface of the water gently moving, rocking back and forth over your skin, a little cool then gone again. And when you lower your legs further into the water, walking deeper, that sensation spreads so easily over your calves and shins. And it feels different everywhere, doesn't it? The front of your leg, the back of your leg, and when you get close to your knee, there's a different sensation again. You're aware of the coolness, the movement of water, especially when it splashes up just a little bit on the inside of your knee. And then you quickly continue further, because part of you knows that the easier you go into the water, the better you feel. Your upper legs slowly going deeper as you continue into the refreshing liquid. A slow submerge to help yourself relax. And when that cool line slowly edges upward, there is that moment when the hesitation slowly returns, with your hips just above the surface, the cool water below, and that moment where you know that you have to lower yourself a little more to get past that area. And as you do so, as you dip a little deeper, as you drop a little further, that coolness spreads. A lot of people feel a bit unusual when it goes past their stomach, barely aware of how the cool line of the surface goes over their back and creates this refreshing sensation. Nice and cool, then there is the rest of your chest. A moment again, letting your arms still hover above the surface as if you don't want them to get cold yet. I'm sure we all know those sensations. But of course, inevitably, you want to be refreshed and dive even deeper into this wonderful feeling, cooling down and letting your mind just drift away and float, so you take another step in the whole sensation. As you drop a little deeper and you feel that cool go all the way to your shoulders, letting your arms sink a little bit into the water, and suddenly they feel so much nicer. The whole sensation just tingles across your skin, and you can feel how your body cools down so easily, letting go of everything else. The only thing left is your head. And as you take a deep breath for just a moment, deep breath in, you hold it, you go under the surface and you drop deep, and then as you breathe out, you raise to the surface, just hovering there, your face above the water, your body relaxed and slowly beginning to float. The coolness of the water is now so comfortable. You can still feel it. You can still notice it, how it helps you to cool down even more. Every second passing, pulling you down into an even more relaxed, deep state. Every now and then, part of your body touches the surface, and that line between the wet and the air almost tickles. And as you sink deeper again, floating with your head above the surface, you drop so nice and blank, and everything is just nice. With your ears below the surface of the water, all sound seems muted and far away. Your eyes closed, letting the world move on without you for a while. And everything is just of the water helps your body to relax into it, where first there was some unknown, now there is only wonderful calm and relaxation. And as your body just floats, drifts, your mind embraces the moment and lets go as well. What's especially interesting is that you know that once you step out of the water again, it's like your body is extra heavy, because it's so relaxed and the water is helping you stay up. Then again, that relaxation will make it so easy to move around afterwards. A good, refreshing dip into the water, a slow submerge to sink and relax. It's important to take care of yourself and to treat your body nice. It helps you to feel good too. In a moment, I'm going to count up, and every count is rising yourself a little bit further out of the water. The more you stand up, the further you rise above the surface, the heavier you feel, but also the more refreshed. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake and rise completely out of the water. Thank you for listening. I hope you had a refreshing time.